The name of Josué Carducci is closely linked to Villa Silvia, where this great poet, the first Italian to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, stayed many times as a guest of the Pasolini-Zanelli family between 1897 and 1906. These summer visits, some of which could last as long as 2 months, sometimes accompanied by his wife Elvira, were very important episodes in the poet's life. At first, his visits were full of activity. In the company of Count Pasolini, he visited almost all the towns in Romagna, with the inevitable meetings with the local dignitaries, anxious to pay their respects to the great man, followed by the customary speeches and ceremonial that he was not terribly keen on. He was particularly committed to the restoration of the church at Polenta, for which he composed his famous ode.
Swaying and solitary, above the hills yon cypress beckons. Chants Francesca here, her burning glance, once softened to a smile of love? Dear Countess Silvia, these immeasurable highs and lows remind me of Lizzano. With much regret and with great yearning, whether on nymphs and fairies, and real living goddesses, ever adorning these happy banks, and with joyous and honest chatter, putting melancholy to flight.
Dearest Senator, after your departure, the sky and hills are cloaked in melancholy. The white fairy is bewildered, no longer caring to keep the autumn at bay, which has suddenly descended on us in a dank and grey sudden mist.
The smile and the sweet spirit of the white fairy marks the beginning and end of each of our thoughts. Where is she now? Wherever she is, my heart is with her.
Dearest, most beloved friend, sadness dissipates in such sweet affection. Hurry, get ready for the festivities I'll organize for you here. Your beloved places are smiling in expectation of you. My heart, in need of gentleness and peace, is smiling at you. Yours forever, Silvia.
A wonderful page was written on Carducci's visits to Romagna by Renato Serra, the literary figure and director of the Biblioteca Malatestiana Library.
In those years he would come among us. A carriage passed by, and through the gates there was a glimpse of a mass of white hair, an old harvest gathered in over time. Lights flashing. It was Carducci coming back to Lizzano, to spend a few weeks in that white villa among the trees.
Naturally, there were some less high-flown moments. In his book Carducci e D'Annunzio nella mia terra, Carducci e D'Annunzio on my soil, Antonio Zecchini wrote,
in the later years of his life, he was a frequent guest of Count and Countess Pasolini, and he would enjoy a game of cards with the domestic servants. At the end of the game, he would exclaim with visible satisfaction,
my dear cook, you may know how to make some good cakes, but card games are hardly your forte.
It is highly probable that the Countess advised the cook to let the old poet win.
It is possible to deduce Carducci's feelings, when he spent time at Lizzano, from a letter of 1906, written by Vittore Aganur, a great friend of Silvia, writing to the latter's mother.
Silvia could easily claim to have lengthened and comforted the life of our poor dear poet. I am certain that when he leaves the Pasolini home and its setting to return home to all that mean-minded world of manners, both intellectual and material, he must feel like he's going to his death.
Carducci died on the 16th of February 1907, and a few months later, a plaque was placed in his memory on the facade of Villa Silvia. Here among these tranquil hills, amid all the sweetness of friendship. He sought peace and a succour for his great soul. Giosuè Carducci, 1897 to 1906. Silvia and Giuseppe Pasolini Zanelli, In Loving Memory, the 2nd of November, 1907.
Dearest Silvia, sweet hills of Lizzano. Silvia was the white fairy, intrepid combatant of the black fairy of my desperation. She was both sweet and unbending. She took care of me with a love totally devoid of unbearable pity. A love composed of admiration, dedication and tenderness, a soothing balm for my pride, humiliated by infirmity, and that only here, in this home, no longer weighed me down. So many proud battles in the name of art and poetry, and so many loving arguments have marked our story. Silvia was a passionate, learned woman, but never arrogant. She was always ready to listen, to give counsel, to console, to laugh and to cry with me. She unveiled a new world to me, the world of music. Together with me, she saw the mysterious presences that are the life forces of nature. With her, I relived that greatest of tragedies, the loss of her sons. All this brought us close together, closeness far beyond friendship, far beyond romantic love. I know that she loved me with modesty and tenacity, never asking anything in return. After all those burning passions, all those amorous entanglements, all those dramatic intrigues that had marked the years of my youth, I abandoned myself to the gentle care of this angel and the purity of her feelings. Like a tired, thirsty wayfarer who towards the end of his journey finds a cool spring, I have found relief and tranquility in her. I wish you peace, dear visitor, to these places where my spirit still dwells, finally at rest.